Big Smoke Music Weekly.
Welcome to episode 3 of season 2 with me, Luke Scanlon and David Bowen. In this show, we'll bring you gig reviews of Fur, Miles Kane and Ninth Wave, as well as two tasty Big Smoke in Focus interviews with Liverpool indie pop hotshot Zuzu and the post-punk Tearaways Heavy Lungs. First though, this whiz banger from Life. Life there with Half Pint Fatherhood. That is off their recent album, A Picture of Good Health, which came out on 20th September. They got some dates in Europe, 15 in fact, across October. Then they come to the UK in November, and they've got 23 dates, playing London on 6th November at the Moth Club. Big intro there, Dave, and how are you, sir?
I'm very well. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Put your freaking headphones on, son, and let's do this properly. So, mate, how's things? How's things?
Good, man. I've had a bit of a mental day, but yeah.
Mental day? Good, Dave's got a house for
I've got a house.
Good on there. Good times. Good times.
Put down the deposit, so it's all good times.
Perfect,
man.
Mate.
Good times.
Perfect.
How
mate.
Are you?
I'm bloody well, mate.
Yeah.
I'm bloody well. We've got a busy show ahead. Fur, last night. We saw them last night. How's your head this morning? Mine was a little bit roofy.
Was it a bit roofy?
A little bit hazy there.
Yeah, I don't think just all we had for tea was chips. I don't think that's enough, really. Yeah, a few pints.
By the way, Dave in Spoons trying to order. He was using the app. He's like, should I get chips? Oh, okay, I'll get chips. Might get a pizza. Nah, won't do that. Do I get chicken nuggets? Well, it's cheaper at a fried chicken shop, isn't it? I'll tell you what, I'll just get beers. So he's scrolling through. I was like, Dave, the queue's gone. You might as well go up. And 20 minutes, gone. Disgraceful. Anyway, Fur.
I got chips. Yeah.
Fur, mate. What a gig that was last night. Oh, of course, episode 2, our Big Smoke in Focus artist. Played at Scala last night. Great venue.
Yeah.
I love it every time. Like, each time I go, I prefer it more.
Yeah. No, it was great. A good place to have a little boogie.
Exactly. Saw Joey, friend of the show, from Honeymoon and of Trudy now.
Yeah.
I just really. His voice live, Murray, is just so. It's so yeah, much better. It's good, obviously.
It's a weird one. I was chatting to Joe about that, and he said it almost sounds a lot more impressive when you actually see him live. Mm. And you can hear him on like tracks. You know, that's a good voice. And you hear him, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, it really like filled the room.
Yeah,
it?
Definitely.
Unbelievable. And then, obviously, of course, later on last week, we saw Hopscotch Tour. We went to Seabright Arms and saw Miles Kane, surprise set. best thing of that, I think, Jamie T coming out and doing that was unbelievable.
It was good because it said Miles Kane and friend.
Yeah.
And we were there like, it can't be Alex Turing. But of course it's not. But then you guessed it, to be fair.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jamie T was great.
Ninth Wave as well, who supported them on the night. So good, man. They just sound like a blend of like Joy Division and Human League to me.
Yeah.
They're so good. I love his voice. He got right in the crowd as well, which is always good. And it's such a great, sweaty venue. But yeah, Dave, let's get into things then. We've got two in-focused interviews on this show. We're going to kick things off with Zuzu. I'm just going to play you a clip now of how it did begin when I first called her.
Hello.
Oh shit, hi, I'm so sorry, I was literally cleaning the van. Completely forgot that this was even happening. I was like, oh, I'll help you with the van.
That's alright, do you need some time?
Can I get 5 minutes, is that okay?
Yeah, that's cool, not a problem, yeah, I'll give you a shout.
Nice one.
So yes, Dave, as you can tell, when I first called Zuzu, didn't go to plan at all. but yeah, I saw her last week at Camden Assembly when she played. Unbelievable set, went down with the lady and she had a great time as well. And I think she just really endears people when she plays live. She's just got such a great personality on stage. But yeah, this is our Big Smoke In Focus chat with her. And started things off by asking her about her new sound.
Bloody hell!
Oh my God.
What the Christ alive! Big Smoke In Focus.
You've had quite a few singles out in quick succession. And the newest of which being Money Back. And that's quite a different sound, I think, for your usual stuff. It's kind of got slight more of a pop edge. I use that pop word very lightly because I know some people don't like it.
Very, very much as a compliment.
Oh, like, you do? That's good.
That's,
I mean, because a lot of people.
What I want. I'm not shying away from those pop references.
Yeah, that's great. Because I know a lot of. Do you know what I mean? A lot of artists, they are snotty about it.
I think it's because, like, well, I mean, I can only speak for myself on this, but like, certainly, like when I was even just younger in my early 20s, like I was a bit, I guess it just came down to insecurity for me anyway. Like I just really wanted to make sure that everybody took me really seriously, and like God forbid somebody find out that I love Ariana Grande or Taylor Swift, you know. And it's like, actually, like now I'm like, fuck that, like,
yeah,
that's sick. And actually those women and those men that work so hard, like they are to be revered, do you know
what I mean?
Like it kind of like upsets me sometimes when people dismiss the artistry of pop stars as if like they're just machines, and it's so far from the case. Like
completely.
They're all incredible writers and incredible musicians, and so there's a lot to be learned from pop music in terms of my book anyway.
Yeah, for sure. I think even let alone the music, it's all the dance routines and the costume changes. That's what blows my mind.
No,
but it was quite interesting. Just going back to that Camden Assembly show, it's quite interesting that you did the Lizzo cover, Truth Hurts. And that, Joe, what? Because I had heard that song, and when you played it, I was like, where have I? I've definitely heard that. And then I went back home and actually listened to it, and I was like, yeah, I definitely have heard that track. But it just seemed to fit you perfectly. That could be a Zuzu song, and I know you slightly changed it up a little bit with the cover, but I think it just fits you perfectly.
I love Lizzo. I love her. I love everything she embodies. You know what I mean? She's just she fills me full of like confidence and hope. Like I don't know. Like I just love her. And like there's something about her music that just makes me want to like not give a fuck.
Yeah, that's great.
And well, I think like playing her song kind of helps me like leak that into my own songs too. You know, like that's definitely something I'm taking inspiration from. Like women like her who are just fucking unapologetically themselves. Like that's what I'm.
Badass. Badass bitches.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that was one thing. It's interesting that you say that yourself. I was going to ask that about you as well, because I was going to say your other two most recent singles, Get Off and How It Feels, they're both quite, they've got that sort of attitude and they've got a bit of punch to them. So is that something that more of a direction that you will be going down in your music?
Well, I mean, like, I think I've probably always just been quite, like, a forward. Like, I always just kind of say whatever, like, quite a forward songwriter or whatever. I don't even know what I'm trying to say here. Like, you know, like, I'm quite direct in my lyrics or whatever.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've always been like that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that comes across in your personality as well. You don't seem like you ever beat around the bush at all. Which is a good thing.
But I don't know. It's one of them, like, there's been things in my, like, I don't know, kind of recent past that was, like, that riled me up, you know, and, like, I've got songs about them, and, like, I'm so, like, over it all now, you know, like, I'm so, so happy and chill about everything, like, everything is meant to be one of them, but, like,
yeah,
at the time, like, I was feeling fucking sassy as fuck.
Yeah.
So.
Do you see your music as like a healer in some respects then?
I don't actually think of it like that until afterwards, like.
Oh really?
Yeah, I mean, like, at the time, I don't, like, actually, if I'm really upset about something, I can't write in that moment. I'm always just like, I can't write and feel about it afterwards, because I get like, I can't, like, be creative when I'm upset, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But it's kind of one of them. It's like, stuff happens and then, like, you process it. And then when you go to write a song later on, it comes out, and then you, like, weirdly look back on it and you're like, oh yeah, like, that exists now. And, like, it's so cool that, like, other people, like, listen to it and, like, can relate to it and stuff. And, like, that just helps me be, like, makes me feel less alone when we put a song out and, like, people relate to it in, like, whatever way they...
Definitely, yeah.
You know, like, it makes me feel less alone just as much as it does them.
Definitely, yeah. I was going to say, I know we spoke earlier about the pop influences and stuff as well, but I guess, yeah. I know no artist likes to be pigeonholed or anything like that, but I guess you're kind of put in that sort of indie rock box. So do you see like a blending of indie and pop coming into your music, or do you just see it as a different genre that you would come under?
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird because, like, in a weird way, the indie thing I feel less associated to than the pop thing. But,
oh, really?
But only because, like, I'm listening to so much pop music, do you know what I mean? And obviously, I still love indie music, and I still play guitar, and that's my first instrument, but always will be. So I guess that'll always tie me to that genre in a way.
Yeah, definitely.
But, like, I definitely see, like, see it kind of like opening up into like more of a pop rock kind of thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I like that, so,
like,
definitely.
Indie pop, it's a bit more like, I want to, like, kind of, I know it sounds mad, but like, I've been listening to some of those like noughties, like pop rock bangers. Do you know what I mean?
I've seen you a few times. I saw you, I can't remember what was in London. It was about May, June time. I saw you in London. I saw you at 110 Above. And then when I saw you again in London, I was thinking, it does sound, it kind of sound like your music. I hope this is a compliment because I love the film. The music would fit, some of your tunes would fit perfectly on like Mean Girls soundtrack. Do you know what I mean? That sort of era.
That's exactly what I'm kind of going for. Like, you know, I grew up on them too. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Soundtracks to movies. Like, I got into Jimmy Eat World because a bit was on the Cinderella Story soundtrack.
That's amazing. To be fair, what a great reason to get into Jimmy Eat World.
Oh my god, there was that scene at the end where they're like snogging in the rain and it's like, what would you think of me now?
Well, there you go. What a wonderful insight into your musical inspiration there. I was going to say as well, because do you remember we very briefly met at the end of your set at 110 Above?
Yeah, yeah.
That was so fun. I met your entire family. It was really nice. It was your nan, your mum. Was your dad there as well?
No, it was my mum, my dad, my special needs sister, Debbie.
Okay, that's it. I swear I met your nan as well. Maybe that's someone else's nan.
My nan's been dead for 10 years, so you definitely didn't meet my nan.
Breaking news. There you go, Dave. Breaking news. Her nan has been gone for quite a while. I felt so bad.
Such a bad, awkward laugh at the end.
It really was. Honestly, I felt bad.
Please, I'm so sorry.
I was so tired. I'd been up early for work that day and I was so tired. I felt like an emotional, like, honestly, I was just like, I'm so sorry. Especially because I love her music as well. But yeah, great interview. Very candid, I found, Dave. I think it's interesting that she is kind of promoted as this indie act, and we're here with our indie podcast, and she's saying she's pop.
I like that, but I kind of quite refreshing that she's just like, if she wants to do pop, then just go do pop. Doesn't feel she needs to do indie because she's seen as indie.
Mm.
that's what almost indie could be, is that she's just going to go do her own thing, be independent. So
yeah, well, it's seen as like a bad term, isn't it? I think pop, but then because she was saying about like we forget about the artistry and the hard work that people like Ariana Grande do, and it is true actually. You do forget about it. Well, yeah. I know they have massive teams behind them.
Shouldn't be put down because they're popular. No, just because they're more popular than an indie band doesn't mean they're bad.
Dave, we're always put down because we're so bloody popular.
So popular.
We're just people love us. And I love the thing about the Cinderella story. We were just saying about how weird it is where you discover tracks.
Yeah,
from random,
and you always associate that track with something completely random as well.
Robinson Squash, we like to be T Rex.
I know, I got so many like older tracks from Forrest Gump, and they always remind me of Forrest Gump. But Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way, that's always reminds me of Forrest Gump.
I'm blue. Anyway, Dave, give us your Zizou impression. Go on, what was it? Fuck that. Oh, get out of here, girl. Anyway, time now to hear the latest track from Zizou.
This is Zizou, and this is my new track, Money Back.
And you don't know how I'm jaded from the drama. Got the feel old. I'm so old.
There you go, our first Big Smoke In Focus artist for this episode. That is Zizou with her new track, Money Back. Absolute huge tune. She's recently been supporting 10 Tons and has just announced some dates that she'll be playing beneath Yonica across November in the UK, so look out for that. Anyway, straight into some more new music then. This is Sports Team with Fishing.
yeah, that is Sports Team with Fishing, their most recent single that came out September 11th. They are a busy, busy band at the moment. They're supporting Pale Waves at Kentish Town Forum on 26th of September. Also got some support dates with Two Door. They've got 8 dates in the middle of October across the US, and they're back to the UK in November for 12 dates. And they're playing Kentish Town Forum 5th December, which is where they're supporting Pale Waves, which is very strange. But yeah, Dave, loving that one. I love his voice. It's just so kind of like, in a good way.
That's a good way of
putting it. A bit like you the other week. How would you describe that, Dave?
Woozy.
But yeah, Dave, what's this story you have on Lee Singer?
Yeah, I've just seen it. He had a story in Metro.
Dave, what a highbrow!
Yeah, you know,
publication,
highbrow journalism. Here, mate.
Put down your Times, read the Metro.
That did Lee Singer Alex Royce said he was lucky to be let off the hook. Oh, I get it. While studying at Cambridge, because apparently you're selling angling passes to a 400-year-old koi carp pond to tourists.
What was he angling for? Jokes
terrible
are
joke.
Us here today. Oh, yeah. Right then, Dave. One thing I wanted to say about the when we went to see Fur last night. Mm. We had a very good chat. A semi-piss chat, but a good chat.
They're always the
How
best
the
ones.
How the hell do they decide on capacity of venues? Yeah. Because we were thinking, like, some apparently Scala's, what is it, 1,200?
No, that's more, I think. 3.5?
Scala? 3.5?
Oh, yeah, no, I've got mixed up. No, yeah, it is 12.
1,200.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, that is a lot of people to be put in here. That would be really tight. And then
basically, they just cram a load of people in. And when people start dying, that's when they... No, that's it.
Yeah,
no more in.
Get them out. Well, I was just thinking, Dave made a very valid point. What about like an old metal band we're playing and you got all these overweight Hell's Angels coming down?
Yeah.
Surely that's...
So if it was at Scala, it would have capacity.
Yeah.
600 only, that's it.
Yeah,
you fat bastards.
The Bleeding Skulls are playing tonight. 600 tonight, and we're going to charge double.
Bleeding Skulls.
I bet there's a bang.
That sounds like Harry's kind of band.
Yeah, Bleeding Skulls, mate. You want to listen to them, little buddy? Greet me. Jesus Christ. Anyway, right, more music then. Let's stop fooking about. This is Italia 90, an episode.
Into the park, nobody wants to know him because he hasn't done it yet. A sympathetic phone call is the best you're gonna get. They want to send the heavies because he doesn't want to know. Confronted with a scene, there's only one way it'll go.
Right through me, right through me, right through me, right through me, right through me.
Hello, that That is Italian 90 with an episode.
You sound like you should be on a kids' TV show.
Hello! Morning, chums! That is Italian 90 with... with an episode.
And you just had an episode.
I've had a mad episode. Yeah, they've got a couple of dates coming up. 4th October, they're playing Hawley Arms in London. Then Brighton on the 12th, they're at Comedia. Dave, bit of a... I know you're Mr. Post-Punk. And yeah, great find.
Yeah, love that, mate.
Very good find.
He's got a really good punky voice, I think.
Yeah,
quite,
do you know what?
Almost like a little bit shouty, but not like too much. And I like the bass line in that as well. It's like... It's like a really good bass line for a punk show.
I think also, if you're in a punk band, the best front men are the ones with the shittest voices.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The guitar at the start, the distorted guitar, so cool.
That was a struggle, mate.
I want to know how they do that.
Anyway, time now for a bit more of this.
Bloody hell!
Oh, my God.
Fuck them, Christ alive.
Fucking... Big Smoke in focus.
Yes, that's right. Our second Big Smoke in Focus interview for episode 3 of season 2. This is with another post-punk outfit. Dave is such a fan. He's worn a t-shirt with them on. This is Heavy Lungs. I had a great chat, a mad chat, but a very good chat with the lead singer, Danny Nedelko. And I started off by asking him, what is it about Bristol's music scene that's making it so good right now?
Too many creative people in a really small place. There you go.
Is that all it is? It's just too many creative juices flowing.
Yeah, it's too many talented people stuck in Avon. And look at them changing the music.
Just so many. But do you know what? My co-host Dave is gutted to not be here because he's also Bristolian and he wants to be part of that creative flow.
Oh man, he totally should do it.
He should be. I know. Is there a space for him in the band somewhere?
Not in the fucking Heavy Lungs, bro. Sorry, it's like a tribe. We don't let in anyone.
Dave, he's going to be heartbroken when he hears that.
But man, there's so many other people. At least you can find so many great people. And also, yet again, only joking.
Mate, I just wanted to ask, so this, the new track, A Bit of a Birthday, it kind of sounds a bit of a slightly different sound for you guys, and a little bit more polished. Is that a new direction?
Right, we're just ripping off 4 songs by Queen of Stone Age. Is that what you're hinting at?
That is not it at all, mate. I just think it's got a slightly more polished edge to some of your earlier stuff.
Okay, so, well, I'm just saying that. Sorry. Let me rephrase that. We are ripping off Queen of Stone Age.
Fair play. I mean, it is. I mean, that is a good thing to do. It's worked out for them. So if you do the same, why not?
I mean, it's too many people have been ripping off Joy Division, so I thought about we like switch up. You know what I mean?
Fair play. I mean, it does sound great. It does sound really good.
Thank you.
So how's the feedback been to that single so far? Because you've got the new EP coming out next month as well.
Yes,
so,
we do.
Yeah. So yeah, tell me, how's the single gone down so far since that's come out?
I think it's been going down really well, and it's been really exciting. We're really grateful that people have been enjoying the song. We really love it. And I think some people have been enjoying it. So lovely stuff.
Exactly. And it's got you on this podcast. So you must have done the right thing because we're so massive.
Fucking right.
We are the world's biggest music podcast.
Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Don't let you, This American Life, come here and tell you what podcasts are. Tell them to fuck off.
Exactly, mate. I'll stick it to the man. We'll sort it out. We'll sort it out, no problem. So this new EP then, Measure, is it right that this is all about sort of almost bigging yourself up and feeling good about yourself? Is that right?
Wow, in a really like diluted crew terms, I guess you're right. It's about the importance of realizing your own strength and your own value and your own potential. So yes, that's the piece about that.
Nice, because when I was reading a bit about it earlier and I saw about it, and I do think, because I think in like American culture, people are a lot more ready to sort of back themselves. And I think it's a proper British thing to be like, no, I'm not good at this, I'm not good at that, bloody blah.
Well, that's actually American mentality and about positivity. Look at the famous book, Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking. You know, it's one of the bestsellers for a reason. It's not a connection to the EP at all, but... I think it's important to look at things with a positive outlook.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Definitely. So is that how you live your life day by day, Danny? positive outlook.
Yeah, but it's struggle and anxiety, trying to better myself. So maybe, yeah, trying to be. I'm selling something that I'm trying to aspire to, you know what I mean?
Perfect, mate. Perfect. So this current pocket of music that we're in right now, you're saying about ripping off Queens of Stone Age or people doing the same with Joy Division. I feel like we kind of...
It was only a joke, by the way. I'm not fucking singling anyone out.
I know.
Don't get me into the shit now, buddy.
I'm just dropping you straight in it. No, but it is kind of true, because I was going to say, people are kind of harking back with the sound, but like topics are very current, and a lot of political stuff going on right now. So do you think that's sort of the way that music's going? We'll stay with the older sound, but topics will obviously stay relevant?
No, I don't think anyone's doing the older sound, and I mean, political topics are close to sound bands, and that's good. I guess it's been a moment of upheaval recently. So, yeah, man, people react.
What do you guys base most of your sound on, do you think? Like, what inspires you when you're picking up the pen or picking up the guitar?
A myriad of elements, my friend.
Yeah? All manner of elements.
Yeah. No, I can't really pinpoint the exact one.
Very nice, mate. And then you've got your tour coming up as well. You've got some European dates. You're playing Neighbourhood Festival as well. And then you've got about 11 UK dates, I think it is. I think I'm going to come down to the... I'll see you for a beer on the at the Camden show for sure.
Mine's a Guinness. Mine's a Guinness, mate.
Oh, do you know what? I am actually... When it gets a bit colder, I switch to Guinness. It's definitely an autumnal tipple.
I'll see you for a good, amazing cold pint of G, my dude. It would be lovely to meet you in person. I'll see you in Camden.
A pint of plain... For debt, for sure, man. Mate, I'll tell you what, I think British music properly travels well, especially in Europe. They love it, and Eastern Europe as well. But yeah,
doesn't matter, you have to tune because you're fucking cool. Oasis. That's Liam Gallagher of Oasis quote right there for you.
There you go. Amazing. Many influences in this little interview. But yeah, you were saying about
the greatest band ever lived, Oasis.
Is that what you reckon, Oasis?
Our kid, as you were.
Fair play. Is that how you sign off all your tweets, as you were?
It's what Liam does, mate.
I know he does that. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm linking it to.
No. We goose. He is as you were, but we goose.
You are goose. I did see that. I did see that earlier. And I saw your new merch as well. Have you had anything to do with those designs? They're pretty cool, man.
The two new T-shirts that came up online today is the courtesy of a blood brother, Joe Tavo of Idols, and a dear friend, Hayden Menzies from Mets.
Awesome,
so
man.
All credit is due to those two incredibly amazing individuals.
That's great. It seems like you guys and Idols, you've got quite like a collab thing going on. Do you think it's important for bands to do that, have that crossover?
We've been friends of Idols for a long time. We're continuously inspired by everything that they do.
Amazing.
And we just have a nice friendship. I mean, outside the band and in the band. So it's just... It's a beautiful thing.
Well, that's
what
great.
The boys are doing, and we're incredibly inspired by them and proud of them.
Rock and roll, man. I like that very much.
Oh, rock and roll, indeed, my dude. Fucking play the E chord, bruv.
Fuck yeah. Well, Dave, that was my very lively interview there with Danny Nedelko of Heavy Lungs. Madness.
It is madness.
It brightened up my day, I can tell you that much. We're going to hear from them in a second, but just to try and sift through that random meandering chat that we had. Dave, heartbreak. You're not allowed in Heavy Lungs. Absolute shocker.
I'll set on it as well.
Nightmare. But yeah, that what you were saying about Queens of Stone Age, you called that before, didn't you?
Yeah. Mate, the minute I heard that, especially the start, the riff at the start, I was like, that's got Songs for the Deaf written all over it. But do you know what? I like he's just like, yeah, fuck it, that's what we're doing. It sounds good, so we'll rip it off.
Mate,
if it sounds good and then they're doing their own twist on it, why not, mate? It sounds
amazing.
Well,
for sure. And interesting. Eli, the whole thing with the new EP coming out, Measure, which is out on 10th October on Bally Records, the whole positive outlook thing, I do like that. He does come across as someone that just does not take life seriously.
Why
at
not,
all.
Mate?
Yeah, it is so good.
It's got him where he is at the minute, so...
It's really infectious, mate. Honestly, after that chat, I was in a great mood. And I'll definitely be seeing him at Camden Assembly on the 6th
of
November
for
that pint of Guinness, for sure. But yeah, anyway, a couple of dates got coming up. We've got Neighbourhood Festival, 12th October in Manchester. As I said to him there, got 8 European dates and 11 across the UK throughout November as well. And finishing up in the hometown of Bristol at Thekla, 16th.
Be a big gig, that.
That would be nuts, Dave. All of Dave's
might even go home for that one.
All of Dave's mates will be going, Heavy Lungs, Cider, we love it. Yeah, good one. Anyway, right, let's hear from them now then. It's Heavy Lungs.
What's up? Danny Nedelko here from Heavy Lungs. Now, first thing of an up-and-coming EP, Meta, a bit of a fucking birthday. Fucking beer I just put in. Just podcast, and I'm sure I can swear. But yeah, a bit of a birthday. Drink it up. Get it down, yeah. Enjoy it.
Heavy Lungs there with a bit of a birthday. Unbelievable.
A bit of me, that is.
What a stonker. Absolute stonker tune that, mate. Loving that one. And so pleased that they joined us for a Big Smoke In Focus chat as well. So almost at the end of the episode, we're going to hear now from Lacuna Bloom. This is a great song, Dave, that I kind of, every week me and Dave put a little little playlist together, decide what tunes we're going to put in. And I was like, we always end up chucking in about 10 or 15 and only about 5-6 make it. And I'm glad I kept this one because it is a grower on you, I think.
Yeah, I think if I was the same, I listened to it the first time and I was like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man.
And then like I listened to it a few more times and I texted you, I was like, that is an absolute tune. Nice.
Yeah, it's great. They're a great little four-piece from Brighton. They just supported the Snuts, actually. So I think they will go on to really good things. Mm. And this tune, the thing I like about it, not many bands do it now, is just rely on long instrumentals in songs.
Mm.
You don't really get that anymore.
And it was almost a bit of Stone Rosie guitar instrumental
for sure.
In there.
And I like it as well, because with that instrumental, you get a chance to like apply your own feelings to it.
Because I do it all the time, to be fair, with songs before I even... Do you listen to tracks and then actually listen to the lyrics a lot of the time? Because sometimes honestly, I'll apply an emotion to a song without realising it's about something else.
I'm really bad at listening to lyrics.
Yeah, same.
I listen to the music, and that's what I take from it. And then I think we've had talks before. And he's like, it's funny when he says this, and I was like... Didn't even know he said that.
Dave Byrne, my co-host, who gets a book, looks at the pictures and puts it down again.
Pretty much.
Almost an end for this episode. We'll be back next week, season 2, episode 4 already, Dave. We'll be joined in the studio with Shannon Cotton from Gigwise. Can't wait for that. We'll have some industry insight from her, what it's like to run the website, all the gig reviews, the blogs, get into all the big events, and basically just staying on top of all the current affairs in the world of indie and the wider music scene as well. Back next Sunday. Stay tuned. Have a safe week, and we'll leave you on this one. The Kunda Bloom, Plastic.
See ya.